Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. In this particular edition, I am back up on a mountain outside of Boise, Idaho. It's a Saturday when I'm recording this. My son, Rainey, is about to go skiing at his race, and I decided to do some more snowshoeing. And there is something about skiing that just, I grew up with watching kids in junior high kind of break their legs and what that would do to them. And so when I was in the military for 20 years, I didn't want to do anything that would injure myself outside of work, because I really wanted to work my way to where I could finish out my 20 years and get my retirement. And I was able to do that. But there's something that all of those years of avoiding learning how to ski that has gotten me to the point where I don't really have it on my bucket list. And but I do like coming up here, and I've had a pair of snowshoes for about, you know, 10 plus years now, and it's kind of nice to get some use out of them, do some hiking when everything's covered in snow. And it's been really enjoyable. So in our previous episode, we talked about lemons. We got to listen to Augustus Martinez, right, talking about lemon picking in California during the Great Depression and then up until 1941 when he recorded that interview. That interview is part of the Library of Congress, and there's a really neat phrase in there that Brent, our photographer friend or friend of the show up in Canada, pointed out. And it was Augustus saying that we go further when we work together, right? And I've actually brought that quote into work, and it's kind of interesting. Normally when you bring a quote into work, you're bringing a quote into work from somebody who's famous, right? And in this particular case, I'm bringing in a quote from a gentleman who picked lemons in California during the Depression. And you know, you don't have to be famous, you don't have to be worldly important to make a difference, but there are going to be, you know, lots of people at work that get to see that quote and understand what it means to me. Is this is somebody who thoughtfully looked at how to improve their situation when times were not just hard, but really hard. And you could hear in that episode the good job he did in looking at his life and his situation and working through those hard times. And that's a great example. And that quote is a great example of how we can work through and do hard things. So I've just hiked almost to the summit up here in Boise this morning. I'm recording just off to the side, trying to get a spot that's a little bit out of the wind. My voice is a little hoarse. There's some significant elevation difference between the elevation I live at and where I'm at right now. And so I've got to acclimatize my body to this. I didn't get all the way to the top. I'll work on that before the snow melts to try to get all the way to the top. But, you know, I've learned something in the process of snowshoeing. And you may hear a snowboarder and skier just out in front of me. I've learned something in the process of snowshoeing. I can't take big strides going uphill. I have to take small steps. And, you know, you put a bunch of small steps together, and next thing you know, you're a lot further up the summit than you were before. And I looked at my wife and I told her, I was like, you know, I've learned this lesson about taking small steps. I can't take big ones. She kind of gives me the look this morning of, yeah, duh, Jacob. You know, maybe you should learn that in the rest of your life as well. And that's part of what I've applied in this podcast. Is I started with small steps of just, hey, let's see what I can record with an iPhone, right? And now I've upgraded to having a better microphone than an iPhone, but I still like the ability to be portable when doing a podcast because it lets me be able to take you guys places, and it feels a lot more connected. It feels like I have the opportunity to share what I see in the moment as opposed to just after the moment. And so just in front of me is one of the more difficult ski runs, one of the steeper ski runs here at Bogus. I'm underneath a pine tree that when the breeze kicks off, it's shedding some of the snow that's sitting on top of it. It's dripping on me. It's not a big deal. Out in front of me are some gorgeous mountains, the north side of which is covered in snow, right? And then the other side of which is melted off, right? We've had a bit of rain. So at lower elevations, we've lost a bit of our snow cover up here. Looking and scanning off to my right, there are beautiful valleys that are covered in fog and mountains for miles and miles. You know, some of them are a little more rounded, some of them a little more jagged as you go off into the distance. It's cloudy today, and I kind of prefer a slightly cloudy day. I have blue eyes, and so my eyes are very sensitive to bright light. And so I don't have to wear my sunglasses, and I can drink this in just as it looks out in front of me. And it's just beautiful and gorgeous. So this episode, though, and that's kind of a long intro, but this episode is really an opportunity for me to talk to you guys about one of the other podcasts I listen to. It's called I See Old People. And it's done by a gentleman who introduces himself as Dr. Bruce, and he is up in Canada. He's in the eastern part of Canada. And it's so interesting to hear his perspective. The premise of his podcast is he woke up and at one morning he realized that he was the old person that he had never thought he'd become. And so he does the podcast format is like a continuous thought, similar to this one. And he shares what it's like to get older and the experiences that happen. And he gets to also interview some folks who are senior to him that he views as examples for what they've gone through in their life. And I just love the way he talks about that phase of life. One of the reasons for me getting out and trying to be more active is because I'm also similarly noticing that I'm getting older and I want to be active enough to do things as I get older and do things with my kids. And so that's one of the things I'm going to keep going and doing. One of the goals I set a month and a half ago was to run 6 miles in a week. And I was able to do that this week. I didn't exercise at all after I got out of the military because I didn't have that structure. And I didn't know if I wanted to choose. I had to take a while, like a year, to figure out what sort of structure for keeping fit I wanted to choose, right? When I didn't have anybody telling me their version of it, what would be the version I would choose? So I strongly recommend that if you guys have the time, listen to and engage in the I See Old People podcast. Dr. Bruce does a good job bringing in World War II veterans, 90 years old, still kicking strong and doing amazing things. And he also talks about some of the challenges that occur in the later stages of life. You know, talks about how the government of Canada has an actual driver's test for people who are getting on in years. And, you know, 15% of them pass. And how that test is essentially designed to discriminate people who may have some slight memory issues, but who are otherwise safe on the road from being able to enjoy driving. And he's very passionate about some of the issues that folks face, you know, in the baby boomer and post-baby boomer generations that are getting on in there. And it's a really fascinating podcast to listen to. And when you listen to the adventures and things that people have done, especially the people he's interviewed, you know, it's a lot like climbing this mountain. They didn't start off trying to live an adventurous life. It just turned out that way because of small steps they made along the way. And you can look back now at the perspective they have, kind of like the perspective you have from being on top of a mountain, right? And realize these guys have a lot of value to add. They've conquered some great things, one small step at a time. And it's beautiful to watch. So give I See Old People a listen if you're looking for another podcast to kind of poke around at. And if you get a chance to engage Dr. Bruce, he's just finished talking about a surgery that had some complications in his recovery phase and the challenges he's dealing with that. And I'm really grateful he's out there talking about that because my parents don't talk about that phase of life. They don't talk about the challenges that they face. And as I face those, I want to be prepared. I want to have an idea. I don't want to be surprised, you know, as I move into the next 20 years of what life is like. And my parents will help me and guide me through a portion of that. But there's also a portion where it's just not their style to communicate. So I'm so glad Dr. Bruce is out there sharing that perspective. And I hope you guys can share yours. Today, mine is on top of a mountain. It's a great one to share. Sometimes you guys know this podcast is just recorded in my car or in a closet or walking through Boise, Idaho, wherever I happen to be. We all have a perspective to share, and this is a way I can share it. So thank you guys for listening. We like to finish off every episode with a couple of challenges. So I say, hey, if you want to like and subscribe to this episode, please do so. You can find the subscribe links easy and packaged up for you over at parkingthought.com. You can also just search. If you're on Podbean, Spotify, Pocket Cast, whatever you happen to be looking at, you can find us there. This is Parking Thought. Sometimes it's all one word, sometimes two. You might have to Google it one way or the other. And then let's see. We like to finish each episode by a challenge. That remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? I'm Jacob, and thanks for joining us today. I'm glad you're here today.